What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together.
B&E with you on a Friday morning. Ryder Cup is underway, and John Rahm just showed why he is indeed the number one player in the world. Just made a 40-foot bomb of a putt to put the Europeans up one up in that first match. But USA is leading in a couple of others, so we'll keep an eye on that. The Euros have won, what, 8 of the last 10 Ryder Cups?
Yes, sir.
And USA looking to turn that trend. Gave you the golf tip, the PGA Tour Superstore golf tip of the week last week, saying might be worth your dollars to put, you know, something on Europeans plus 190. You're getting plus 190 for the Euros. And that's how heavily favored the USA is, but until they can, you know, come together as a team and find a way to win it, they got to win it. I still think that was a good value, but at the same time, USA heavily favored, and they're up in two of the matches, down in one, and the other
is half. Yeah, Cantlay just stuck a birdie in there. We talked about him this morning. He and Schauffele together.
Yeah, I like that team. Cantlay and Schauffele, especially, you know, an alternate shot. They're both very straight.
And again, they hit it long enough.
Yeah, and it is alternate shot this morning. The foursome matches, they'll play the four ball matches this afternoon. That'll be the format today and tomorrow, and then individuals on Sunday. And you got to get to, 14 and a half points for the USA to get to the victory and reclaim the Ryder Cup for the first time in a little while as heavy favorites. We're also talking about the Longhorns as a 9-point favorite over Texas Tech tomorrow in Big 12 football. You think I'm wrong? I mean, you agree with what I'm saying that, on paper, the USA should win this, right? They should win this match.
Yes.
They've got 9 of the top 10 players in the field. You know, there's only, 24 players playing. Europeans have the number one player in John Rahm. The USA has the next 9 as far as the world rankings go.
It's so, how they view this. They don't.
But it's also the same for the Longhorns tomorrow, right? I mean, they've got the better players. They're at home. They've got all the advantages, but, you know, they got to go win the game.
Well, this is a big game for KC. I think if I'm looking at it now the way I'm looking at it, I was thinking early in the week, remember, I was talking about a 2-touchdown win for Texas over Texas Tech. That's how I felt about the game. Now, some things have changed during the course of this, and obviously, people at the line's going up and down and up and down, and they're trying to get you to even out whatever it is. But the more I look at the game, the more I'm thinking this is going to be a really, played 11 o'clock. You're not playing in the afternoon. You're playing 11 o'clock. You know who's going to get up, get ready. The more physical team is going to be big in this game. All Texas Tech has to do is look at the Arkansas game and say, oh, we can hang with them physically because we're going to test them in the run game. And Texas can say, well, these dudes haven't played anybody. We played Louisiana. It was a top 20 team. We played Arkansas, who plays in the SEC and is physical. And you've been playing Mount St. Mary's for 3 weeks. So you can look at it a lot of different ways. But this could come down to how well the quarterback played, both quarterbacks, and especially for Casey. You know, we're waiting and waiting to see, and Casey's been very successful in everything he's done, but he's played Rice as a starter. Okay, it didn't matter who was starting. We all know that. Now he's playing against Texas Tech. Now this is a game where he's got to shine. He's got to really do some things really special in this football game to help his team win, I believe.
Agreed. I think that's, and this text right here says USA team soft like Texas. I mean, that's, mentally soft is something we've talked about there. Mm-hmm. There is a reason why the Europeans have won 8 of the last 10. And
it's not because of talent.
Yeah, it's between the ears. It's a mental mindset that they get in there and plan to win. And when times get tough, they make big putts, they make big shots, and the USA has not. That you could, parallel with Texas. I mean, they've got the guys, and mentally, when to your point right there, if they get behind in this game, if the offense isn't clicking early, if whatever it might be.
And that's to me, you just said, when you said that, I'm thinking, okay, if the offense isn't clicking, then your defense, you guys have to stand up and fight for your offense.
Yeah, well, I mean, You know, Sark talks about complimentary football all the time.
I mean, right.
That's the way they plan to play week by week. And, you know, even after the Arkansas game when everybody was ripping the defense for giving up 300-plus rushing yards, it was Sark saying, look, well, we didn't do our part. We couldn't even get first downs to keep them. They gave us a chance to be in that game when they held, you know, Arkansas to a couple of field goals.
Right.
We, as the offense, never played complimentary football. And then our special teams blew one when our punter dropped the punt.
Right.
You know, that's how you need to win football games. And, you know, it is similar to the Ryder Cup. You got to have 12 guys playing as a team, you know.
And that crowd at the Ryder Cup, it's jam-packed there. They're on every crevice on that golf course. And I think it's important for the fans to understand that tomorrow is a big game here. Now, you'll look at it and say, nah, they don't play a big game until we all get to go up to Dallas for Oklahoma. These games aren't big games. No, this is a big game. This is a big game for the football program, for your new head coach, because you want him to succeed and you want him to help build his culture. Help out his culture tomorrow by showing up. Yeah. That's how you help the culture out here.
Agree. All right, with that in mind, let's get to the headlines, trending topics as we start this Friday, get you into your weekend. Top Gun Lawn Equipment Rentals bring you the news, and we'll start with the Longhorns. And set to open up their Big 12 conference slate tomorrow, playing Texas Tech. Second straight year, the two rivals have met up to start conference play. It's 11 a.m. kick. And as we say, the Longhorns beginning their quest to win their first conference championship since 2009. That's 11 seasons without a conference title. That ties the longest drought in program history. If you go back in the Longhorn archives, last time this program went this long without a conference championship was 1931 to 1941. That dry spell was ended in 1942 by head coach D.X. Bibel's team. Can the 2021 season be the year the new head coach Steve Sarkisian and the Longhorns end the current drought?
You know, I think one, we recognize, hey, we came here to win championships. We recognize that. We recognize that in the locker room after last week's ball game. And, you know, this is the first step in trying to achieve that. But we don't dwell on it to answer the question. You know, quite frankly, is we try to give each game all of the attention that it deserves. And then we try not to focus on the result of what the season could be, but rather, you know, focus on the task at hand, and that's Texas Tech Saturday.
That's tomorrow, 11 o'clock now, 7 a.m. pregame right here on the Horn. We'll be at Bevo Boulevard and at Texas Tail Garden as you come out to tailgate. Also in the Big 12 tomorrow, highlighted games, TCU stays out of conference. They're going to host SMU in the battle for the skillet. Also, 14th-ranked Iowa State will be up the road there in Waco to face the Baylor Bears at 2:30. A couple of good games in primetime tomorrow night. Battle of 3-0 teams in Stillwater. Kansas State is at Oklahoma State, 6 o'clock kick. And then up in Norman, 4th-ranked Oklahoma will host West Virginia. That one at 6:30. In the NFL, Week 3 opened last night with the Carolina Panthers improving to 3-0 on the young season with a 24-9 win over the Houston Texans. Sam Darnold, the quarterback, threw for 304 yards, ran for two touchdowns, and the Panthers' defense continues to smother opponents. They held the Texans to a single touchdown. Matt Rhule's squad has allowed just 20 points in their three wins this season. Win comes at a cost, though. Carolina lost their running back, Christian McCaffrey, pulled his hamstring in that game. He is going to be reevaluated today. And their first-round pick, the eighth overall pick in the draft last April, the cornerback J.C. Horn, suffered a broken bone in his foot. He's going to be out a good while now. In Major League Baseball, Houston Astros' magic number to clinch the American League West remains at 3. They lost to the LA Angels last night 3-2. Seattle, meanwhile, topped Oakland. Again, they sweep that series 6-5 final. Round Rock opened their final homestand of the season in thrilling fashion. Fell behind 6-0 to Tacoma, rallied back to win it 7-6 on a thirsty Thursday. And in golf, as we've talked about, the 43rd Ryder Cup is underway. The alternate shot, the foursome matches underway. USA currently leads in two of them. They trail in another and are halved in or even in one other. We'll keep you posted all morning long.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. Football's back. Come do your end zone dance after you buy or rent the equipment you need and win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio or Blanton's Whiskey. TopGun.net will shoot you straight.
You know, I know it's just words. I know it's just coach speak, and you just got to take it with a grain of salt, sand and salt and whatever you do. But people at Texas, it's most of the football coaches, you know, I mean, even Mac and, you know, Charlie and, you know, Tom Herman, it's always when their teams play against teams. It's always that wording, Zay, that I hate, and it's we're going to get their best shot. Every time they play Texas, they're going to get the best shot. And for me, I'm probably going to never hear that from Chris Beard, because Chris Beard is going to never say we're going to get their best shot. He's probably going to say, hey, if they bring us their best, it ain't going to be good enough. because all we're going to do is knock the dog out of them when we play them. But I wish I wouldn't hear that word, we're going to get their best shot from them. I'd love for when coaches would say, okay, bring your best shot and see what you come up with. All you're going to come up with is a loss. Your best shot will not be good enough. Because lately when coaches at Texas, and especially in the football program, said, bring your, you know, we're going to get their best shot, it really doesn't take their best to beat you lately. It hasn't been that way. You know what I'm saying? There have been teams that don't have to give you, they've beaten you even without their best shot. You know, TCU has beat up Texas, and Gary Patterson said, oh, we didn't play good that day. You know, so
I see your point, and I get it, and I think fans
is it just coach speak?
Well, yeah, but I think it's a reality, though. I do think that there is, and we hear it from all the.
But why is it from? Why is it that Texas gets the best shot? Texas hasn't done anything football wise.
Well, because it's the big brand. Heck, I heard Chris Beard say this yesterday or this week on an availability that, you know, you have to embrace who you are.
Okay.
When you take this job, it's like Chris Beard said it. You know, no one likes the New York Yankees that aren't Yankee fans. No one likes the. You know, he cited the Lakers. He cited the Yankees.
And those 27 championships that the
right.
New York Yankees have.
But the point being, I think, from those coaches is for the players have to understand you're never going to face someone on a down day. Those teams are always going to be up for you. Like sometimes in sports, you face a team that's got their dauber down a little bit. You know, Texas doesn't typically get that from anybody. That when Texas rolls into town or you come to Texas, you're going to get their best game. And that's just a reality of it. When the Yankees come to town in baseball, you know, the crowd's going to be into it. The folks are going to be fired up. It's a different, it's just a different element than the normal, right? And yes, no, Texas has been underachieving in a big way. I mean, the 11-year drought without a championship, we just mentioned it. But it still means even when they're down, you know, Texas gets the best of the opponent each time. And it's almost like they're trying to convince their players that, look, you can't take a game off. There's no way.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But you coach them. It's football. You don't have to tell them that. Shouldn't they understand? I know, like I said, it's coach speak. But I think from this place, it's just like, why are we saying it here? Why is it said so much here? What is it about the program that you think that they have to, they're going to give you, you understand that as a coach, right?
Yes.
It's just coach speak. That's all.
Well, I think it's a reality.
Else.
I do think it's a reality for Texas that other schools don't deal with on a week by week basis or a game by game basis. It's just a different thing when Texas comes to town, or you know, Alabama's in the same boat right now. But you know, they're the best team in college football and have been for a long, long time. But I think there's a flip side to the Texas debate. Because I think sometimes the Texas players, when they get here, they feel like, well, I'm at Texas, so I just show up and we win. Well, no. I mean, you win because you put the time in.
And yeah, that's how you win, yes.
Correct. But I see your point, though. I think a lot of people would agree with you on that. But it's not just the football coaches that say it. We hear it from all the coaches we talk to say it. And I just mentioned that you said Chris Beard won't say it. Well, Chris Beard actually said it this week, essentially, that you have to understand that that's the case and then embrace it. And then make it part of just the norm, because you're coming to a place, you know, when Chris Beard was at Texas Tech, he could be the underdog. He could be the team the sleeping giant that teams are taking lightly, that people aren't paying attention to. You can never be the underdog at Texas. I mean, you just can't be. You're Texas. So whether you have a good team or not, when you roll in, you're not the underdog, right? I mean,
it's just gone on for so many years. It's just like, wow. I mean, It's, you know, when you talk about the Yankees in 20, you talk about the Lakers. Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, the Yankees aren't a great team, but they have the highest payroll in baseball. And when they roll into town, the opposing team raises their level. They just do. Whether the Yankees are a great Yankee team or not.
Or a crappy Yankee team, it's the Yankees. It's the word
Yankees.
Itself. Yeah.
It just changes the mindset of the fans that you're playing against, the team you're playing against. It just, the brand means something. The brand speaks for itself. The idea, and I heard Chris Beard again, we'll try to find this audio, they had availability, you got to live up to the brand. You have to embrace that, understand it, and then live up to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's your point is, oh no.
You're about to get the dog smacked out
right,
of you because you come in here.
We are Texas.
Yeah, because we are Texas. But coaches won't say that. They just don't say those words. That's just not spoken. Do you know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah, that's just not, it's not a spoken word by, yeah, bring your best, but we have something for you.
And all I can think, and I agree with you that it's coach speak, but all the coaches that have been here, and they all say it, So they're the ones experiencing that in their locker room where human beings had...
Someone said, hey, Reese just laughs his ass off.
Well...
Come on in. The water's warm. The
water's warm. Well, that's true.
Get in.
But, you know, there's something to the brand. I think that's true. And I think, you know, I would say when Texas plays an opposing team, especially in the Big 12, that coach doesn't have to motivate his team. That coach doesn't have to say, hey, guys,
we're playing Texas.
The players get excited to play Texas.
Yeah.
The players who didn't get recruited by Texas get excited to try to beat Texas, especially at a place like Texas Tech, who probably grew up wanting to go to Texas and be recruited by the Longhorns but did not. There's all of that you battle, and all I would say is the fact that all the coaches say it would tell me that it's something that they deal with in their own locker rooms where they're trying to keep their players motivated.
They're trying to convince their players?
Or make sure they understand the reality of it.
Okay.
That, you know, Mac Brown used to be famous for saying, you know, they get scholarships too. They get scholarships too. But, you know, let's use the Arkansas game as an example in that conversation. I really believe Texas beat Louisiana. It came fairly easily. It was a ranked team. They got a lot of pats on the back. Then they watched the Arkansas film against Rice and took it lightly that, oh, man, they're not very good. They were trailing Rice.
Well, that would be bad coaching to me if that be the case. If they took Rice lightly.
No, I'm talking about the players. I'm talking about the players who watched the film.
Right.
I mean, the coaches were telling them, hey, this is not what you're going to see. Steve Sarkisian came on and said, this is an SEC team. If you're not ready to go, you're going to get your ass knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't ready to go in that football game. Was it because they took Arkansas lightly? They didn't understand what the intensity of that game was going to be in Fayetteville. Steve Sarkisian alluded to that afterwards, that, you know, we didn't have a great week of practice. Some of the players, Jake Majors, talked about how they didn't have a good week of practice. Something was off. Were they too confident? Were they, you know, too full of themselves after the Louisiana game? And they got their ass knocked off.
Well, as much as I want to see it, then they got a lot of culture still to be built.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I think that's why I'm comparing it to the Ryder Cup. It's the reason the Europeans continue to win the Ryder Cup is culture. And
period.
How their team takes it,
yes.
And how they approach it. And they don't have the superior players each time, but they win it 8 out of the last 10. That's a culture that Steve Sarkisian has to change and shift. And it's already reared its head in this season.
That's why this game is so important.
Yes.
When I look at this game, this is why it's just in his first year. This one to start out the Big 12 is they all have to realize what this one is all about. This isn't just looking past and then waiting to see what you can do against Gary Patterson's group that beat you. You have to win this game tomorrow. You have to be ready to play. Everybody has to be ready to play tomorrow. I love this situation right here. I'd love to be coaching in this one right here,
yeah,
for sure.
Well,
first game of the conference at home. I love this one. This would be great, especially on a new staff. This would make me foam at the mouth right here.
It says, as Chris Beard said, embrace the hate. I think that's true. I mean, I've watched my favorite baseball team, the Astros, right? They've had to embrace the hate of the cheating scandal. They can't do anything about it.
That's right.
Every place you go, you're going to get booed and heckled. They're going to throw trash can lids at you. You cannot let it beat you mentally.
You can't lose because of that. No.
Right.
They can't make you lose.
You just have to know it. You know, embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Just know what you are. It's always been said that rooting for Texas is like rooting for, you know, Capital One. What's one of the big corporations? I mean, it's a big corporation. It's a big dog, and people like to root for the underdog. That's just Notre Dame. No one roots for Notre Dame unless you're a Fighting Irish fan, right? They root for them to lose. So
All the time.
Your Yankees are, I mean, I talk about it all the time with your Yankees. I hate the Yankees because everybody hates the Yankees because they have all the payroll and the money and the championships and success. It's just, but you almost have to, I think to your point, you have to, but I still hear the coaches talk about it, so they're not getting it at some level. They're not understanding that each week is going to be that team's Super Bowl at a lot of levels, whether it should be or not.
Well, young people, you have to continue to you have to reinforce that all the time.
Yeah,
that doesn't just go away.
Yeah,
because it's an always thing when you play against Texas. So the reinforcement of that situation needs to be every stinking time you play somebody. Doesn't matter who it is.
But at the other side of that is that coaching at Texas, playing at Texas comes with privileges. None of those. I mean, the money that is spent, the facilities, the support. I mean, everything that goes into Texas.
Very similar to what I say, that you can go ahead and you can have all those blue collar 3-star guys. If you give me a bunch of 5-stars, I will whip your ass all day long. If you really want that to happen to you, you give me those 5-stars and you say, but I can beat you with these 3-stars. Go ahead, I'll take the 5. You take the 3, and let's see.
Right, Matt Campbell at Iowa State, famous for, you know, 3-star talent, 5-star culture. And why has Alabama dominated college football? As Nick Saban has understood and figured out how to take five-star talent and build five-star culture. So when you combine the two, it's unbeatable.
Yeah, really.
Right, so now you're a six-star program.
Yes.
And so you have all the talent and the culture to go with it, and it's fourth and goal every day. Texas, yep, not there. Texas has some of the talent, but they don't have the culture. And that's the cultural shift.
Starts for the staff tomorrow.
I don't disagree with you at all. All right, we'll come back. When we do, speaking of culture, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, making the picks on the big games of the weekend, college and pro football, the games you're going to watch. Who's going to win them? Lee will tell you next.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Certainly is. We got a lot to do on a Friday, as usual. It's a beautiful Friday in Austin, Texas. Temperature sitting around 60 degrees. Bright blue, sunny skies. And what a weekend it's going to be. Watching the same thing up at Kohler, Wisconsin, Whistling Straits. Temperature's about 10 degrees cooler. It's in the 40s. They're right about 50 degrees for the Ryder Cup. USA currently leads two of the foursome matches this morning. They're trailing in one and tied in the other. So far, Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, Buck, have won the first two holes against Rory McIlroy and
that's
Ian
a good
Poltergeist.
Pairing. Yeah, that's a good pairing.
That is a good pairing. And John Rahm's playing great right now for that's what you would expect from the number one player in the world. We don't have the sound up. You're just watching on TV, and you can already see it's early on. But the Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, Matt, it's just so intense. I mean, the intensity is already palpable.
They're already into it, yes.
I mean, just palpable. I mean, John Rahm made a 40-foot putt to win a hole with a birdie. I mean, it is seriously good. It's Rahm and Sergio against Justin and Jordan, who, of course, you know, Jordan played at Texas. Justin Thomas played it at Alabama. They've been rivals. They were rivals in college and now teammates and good friends. But you can just tell. I mean, it's healthy competition, but it is intense already. But in that match and all the matches at the Ryder Cup, it'll be intense in college football. Our buddy Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, will make the picks here in a moment. But first, let me tell you about our good friends at Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Of course, they bring you the Specs text line, but Specs is your spot if you're having a party tomorrow for the Texas game, maybe Monday Night Football with the Cowboys. You're going to have some folks over. Make sure you get all of your essentials at Specs. And here's the thing, they'll deliver right to your house. I mean, you can do curbside, you can do in-store, which I like to do, or they will deliver it right to you, and it is an unbelievable spot. My Specs is right across from me in Onion Creek there in the South Park Meadows, but they have them all over Central Texas. You're going to love them. They have everything you need, Buck, from the great wine selection, the spirits, and when you're in there, they'll get you the cocktail recipes that are the hottest trends right now. They've got the selection of beers is through the roof. You want a good cigar, Buck? How about a good cigar?
Yeah, man.
Get that at Specs as well. And then the finer foods, don't forget about that, with the cheeses and the chips and the snacks and the party trays and everything you want. It is extensive, is what I would say about Specs in every category. So I recommend them highly for all of your events and your social gatherings. It's specsonline.com is the website. That's specsonline.com. You know it, since 1962, Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Nobody does it better. And no one does it better than Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, ready to make picks on a Friday. Lee, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I mean, my picks were good last week for my clients, though, being a Hurricanes and a Dolphins fan, it was a rough weekend to stomach. So, kind of a mixed bag.
What are they going to do with Manny Diaz down there?
I think he's done. You know, here's the problem. So, and people are like, oh, well, he had a good defense in a couple of games, you know, against a couple of good teams. No. Even when they beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame was ranked number two in the country, they didn't have a good offense. Book came in because their starter at the time had fallen behind, I think, by three or four touchdowns in that game, and he was a true freshman. So they were not a good team then. He has not done a good job. And they're not coaching kids up. They have a bunch of kids that are like fourth-year juniors, seniors that are not getting the job done. They lead the college football in missed tackles, not by like 5 or 10, by double.
Wow.
So I think they have like 65 missed tackles. I think the next closest defense, 39, and that
wow.
falls on him. He let his defensive coordinator go. So now you run into the catch-22. You're trying to win, but you need to keep the young kids happy and to get the recruits. If I was him, all these fourth-year juniors, seniors aren't getting the job done. start playing the young kids. And, you know, the problem is he's like, you know, you hear the coach speak, oh, we're trying to win the Coastal. You know, our goals are still in sight. They're not in sight. They're not winning anything.
Yeah, Michigan State has turned that program around pretty quickly, and they came in and beat them last week. Alabama was forgivable, but that wasn't even competitive. And then Michigan State at home as a favorite, at least Sterling based there in South Florida. Let's go to the games that our folks will watch here in Central Texas, Lee. The Big 12 games, there are three really good ones. Let's start up in Norman. The Oklahoma Sooners have not been overly impressive so far, but still ranked in the top five in the country. They play West Virginia, who had a great win over Virginia Tech last week. They're coming to Norman. Sooners favored by 16. What do you say?
I don't think it was that great a win. I think Virginia Tech was ready the first game of the year. I think they had game planned for over a month for North Carolina, and they pulled it off. But I think by the end of the year, we're going to look back and say Virginia Tech barely has a 500 record. I think West Virginia is limited. I just think that they're a team, every year they start off 3-0, 4-1, and then they fall apart. They just don't have the talent to compete with an Oklahoma here. So I like Oklahoma. I think they put it all together. I got them here, 45-17.
That'll be the primetime game, yeah, ABC.
Certainly will. Next is Oklahoma State versus Kansas State, two teams that, quite frankly, they're in the Big 12, but we don't know really much about them, Lee. This is a we know about Spencer Sanders, the quarterback. We know Kansas State will not have their star quarterback with them. It's just kind of up in the air game to me.
It is. Spencer Sanders, I think we're finding out, is just not a difference maker. You know, without Wallace, without Dylan Stoner, just they can't throw the football. I mean, they had under 100 yards passing in the game last week. Now, they did run finally against Boise, but Boise's talent level's down. The first two games hit 54 and 140 rushing yards. That's just not good enough. They just don't have the weapons on offense like they used to have. Now, Kansas State does have to play a backup quarterback, but their line play and their special teams are special. So I'm going to go here with the Wildcats. I think 6 points is just too much. Oklahoma State might, you know, find a way to win, squeak by 26-23, but I think you take the almost touchdown here and the team that is just much more sound.
Yeah, I watched that Oklahoma State-Boise State game last week, Lee. That was borderline unwatchable in the second half. Neither team could get first downs. It almost flipped on a scoop score fumble that the referees blew the whistle on. It was the only way anybody was going to score in that second half last week. And, yeah, Oak State does feel limited offensively. The game we'll be at tomorrow, Lee, is Texas and Texas Tech. Longhorns favored by 8. This line has, you know, started double digits, came back down to a touchdown and back to 8 now. As Buck said, what do we know about either one of these teams? What are they? We'll find out tomorrow at 11. What say you?
I would agree with you. Tech, I think, has finally found a quarterback in Taylor Shug. I thought he should have been the starter for the Ducks, but for some reason they decided to go with Brown. But threw for almost 400 yards and all, 4 touchdowns last week, but it was against FIU. I just don't think they have the weapons here to really hurt Texas. What I like about Texas is just 2 penalties last week for 12 yards. They're not going to beat themselves. Only 1 turnover in each of the 3 games, total 3 turnovers. They're going to be able to stay in games. I think they're going to be able to open up the playbook here with Casey Thompson. I think he's going to hold the job for a while, and their running backs have pop to them. I think they're going to bully this Tech defense here. I like Texas big here. Blowout special, 48-28. I'm going to add on a game, Texas A&M Arkansas. Is that all right?
Yes, please. Sure. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone will talk about Zach Calzada as being the guy that will determine whether they win a game or not. And true, he hasn't been great. Just barely above 50% completion percentage against Colorado and New Mexico, which are not good teams. The biggest problem is their offensive line. I mean, they lost 4 out of 5 starters. They're just not dominating anymore up front. Don't think Arkansas is great, but I think they'll be up for the game. They've covered each of the last 3. They have a quarterback in K.J. Jefferson, has mobility, nice fit for Kendall Briles' offense, and they got 3 receivers in Burks, Warren, and Morris that can make plays here. Sam Pittman even found 3 guys in the transfer portal here to upgrade and beef up his defensive line. Wrong team is favored. Arkansas knocks off Texas A&M. Huge upset, 28-27.
Yeah, at Jerry World.
I can see that. There's no doubt
about
it.
Sorry, Bill Cohen.
Yeah.
all the Aggie
he's listening. He just heard you. The NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Lee, I love this game. The defending champions, Tampa Bay versus the Rams, that Rams defense versus Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, that people just never got a chance to see in Detroit. It's just fantastic. I've always thought he was a fantastic player. Do they have enough to beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay team that's just getting better every week again?
So I think Matthew Stafford is a great fit for this offense. He could win the MVP. Here's the problem. Darrell Henderson, the backup, Cam Akers is gone for the year, knee injury. Their backup, Darrell Henderson, may not be able to play because of a rib injury. No one's running on Tampa Bay. I mean, the Cowboys and Falcons combined for 115 rushing yards in the two games, barely above 3 yards a carry. If they have to throw, you know, 40, 45 times, those blitzing linebackers for Tampa Bay are really good. And then on defense, the Rams, if they had that defense last year and they faced Tampa Bay, I might favor the Rams. But they lost Brockers, one of their best pass rushers, free agency, and also John Johnson and Troy Hill in the back end in the secondary. So you got a great cover corner, but he can only lock up against maybe Mike Evans. That still leaves Chris Godwin, and looks like AB probably is a no-go. He's got to have two negative tests for COVID from now to the game. Scotty Miller's really good coming off the bench, and Rob Gronkowski, it looks like he's 27, 28 years old again. I just think too many things have to go right for the Rams to win. I like the Bucks. They stay unbeaten, 34-27.
Yeah, just essentially a pick 'em game in L.A., and the running back situation is one to watch, no doubt. And then Monday night, Lee, we'll have the game, Dallas and Philadelphia. It's the division opener for both. Eagles 1-1, Cowboys 1-1. What do you say? It's a rivalry. Eagle fans hate the Cowboys and vice versa. 4 points as the line.
Yeah, and I think the Dallas defense is getting better. They're not having busts in coverage. Their defensive line, obviously the pass rush is taking a little bit of a hit, but I think they're going to be fine. Their linebackers can cover up for a lot of mistakes. They tackle side to sideline. And just think that Dak's got some weapons now. And I think CeeDee Lamb, he might have that game. He's going to have a game soon where he catches like 10 for 250. So this might be the game here against the Philadelphia secondary. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Give me the Cowboys here, 31-20.
31-20, that would cover for sure. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, likes Oklahoma to roll, likes K-State in Stillwater to cover the 6 and maybe win the ball game. Texas in a big number there. Also, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers stay unbeaten against the Rams, according to Lee, and the Cowboys get it done on Monday Night Football. One of your games of the week for your folks who give you a call, Lee, is Iowa State and Baylor, that game up in Waco. How can they get that game in the rest of the weekend?
Just call right now. If you call 800-400-9741, first 10 callers will get that game for free. Got something big on the Cyclones and Bears game, 800-400-9741. And this is the promotion everyone's always waiting for, world's famous Baker's Dozen, 13 games from tonight all the way through Monday night, just $97. So if you haven't been with me before, you hopped off, you're looking to hop back on, this is the weekend. We've had some 12-1. 11-2, 10-3 records on this Baker's Dozen. And I also love the UFC card. We've got a pay-per-view on Saturday night, UFC 266, with two championship fights. I'm going to throw in those 7 selections with it, and one of them is a 50-unit max wager. So total of 20 selections, just $97 when you purchase the Baker's Dozen, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Lee.
You too, guys. Thanks, guys.
ParamountSports.com that says, hey, Aggies, wrong team favorite.
I love that. I just saw that. Wrong team favorite. That is a beautiful thing right there.
Any picks that you, it sounded like you agreed with most of them. Any that you would go the opposite?
Of course. I had that same kind of feeling about Texas in the beginning of the week. I do not feel any 48-28s for sure. I just don't feel that. I don't feel that. I'm up here begging people to show up to the game on time, be ready to go in a dogfight, and I still feel it'll be a dogfight. If they win by 10, I'll be excited about that, but I'm looking at, you know, an 8-point win, 28-20. I don't know if they'll get into the 40s that way. I'd like to see it because I'll know they'll playing their asses off, and Sark has opened up the can of you know what on Texas Tech, but I just don't see it that way. I love the Tampa Bay deal. And for West Virginia,
I agree with them on K-State,
that's too many points for me. That's too many points to Oklahoma. Oklahoma hasn't showed me anything. You're going to give me 16 or 17 points, West Virginia. I'm buying into West Virginia on that one.
All right, so you go opposite there. But yeah. Lee with the picks. He also threw in the Arkansas game, thinks Arkansas is going to beat the Aggies outright. And he gave some great reasons. It's not just Zach Calzada, the quarterback. It's that offensive line. You know, they still have, you know, Green, the All-American at one, but the other four have not gelled yet, and this Arkansas team can make it tough.
But you got to tell me that the starting center, if the starting center is out and your starting left tackle, that was in the beginning.
Arkansas?
If those two, those are two starters.
You can't lose
a center and a tackle and say that you're already for an upset, I don't believe, if that's true. So I need that info.
Arkansas's offensive line.
Yes.
All right, we'll do some digging on that. There's Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. We come back, load up a Friday Blitz. It's only as good as you make as we head into the weekend. Bring that strong to wrap up the week with the Blitzes. Also, a little salacious gossip. First, it's Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Admiral. Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip brought to you by Bud Light. The weekend is here. You're going to need the Bud Lights for sure. Go over to Specs, as we say, and get those and be ready for all of the sports this weekend. Sitting around with your buddies watching the Ryder Cup, going to football games, Longhorns and a tailgate, and all the fun. Do it with the ice cold Bud Light. Heck, all the way to Monday night with the Cowboys on Monday night football. Loaded up. It is the number one selling light beer in the world for a reason. It is simply the best. It's my choice and yours. Also, the Bud Light Seltzers. And we'll see you tomorrow at the Texas Tail Garden, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. That's right there at 17th and San Jacinto. Bucky and the crew will be over at Bevo Boulevard. And as we've said, and you'll hear Steve Sarkisian say it coming up, get out there. Be there early.
For sure.
Be a part of it.
Speaking of number one, one in the world is sticking it to Spieth.
Yeah, John Rahm continues to putt like crazy. John Rahm has made
he didn't take his jacket off yet.
No, because it's in the low 50s. But, Spieth and Thomas now trailing John Rahm and Sergio, two down. But the USA is whipping in one. I mean, Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter are not playing well. They're four down through four holes.
Yeah.
Through four holes. USA has the lead there. USA also has the lead in the third match of the day. That's Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger, the Florida State duo. And then USA tied in the Dustin Johnson, Colin Morikawa, Paul Casey, Victor Hovland match. And as you just said, Rahm and Garcia, two up on Thomas Spieth.
Hey, Aggies, wrong team favorite.
Wrong team favorite. All right, Buck, little salacious gossip. Looks like Tiger King 2 is coming. Do we really need this?
Is that dude going to be in it? Same dude coming back?
Netflix.
Out of jail?
Netflix has announced that Tiger King 2 is coming before the end of the year. It's coming to Netflix. And apparently your girl, Carol Baskin, is not happy about it.
Is she in it?
She did not take part.
What? How can you have the two without her?
I don't know.
She was the star.
She says the director wanted to clear the air about how she treated the first Tiger King, but she told them, lose her number. So they made it without her.
They lost her number.
Right. They said they tried. She said no. Then they made it, and now she's mad. Sounds like Carol to me.
Sounds a lot like
Hag.
Karen Cow. Carol.
Husband killer.
That's not been proven yet.
Yeah.
She's denied that rumor.
It's not. Well, that's what we do here, rumors.
Once again, did you see her with that little hairpiece on? That little halo she had on when she was dancing?
She's a freak.
And she had that other dude had a collar on.
She killed her first husband, fed him to the tigers. And then in the original Tiger King, she had her new husband like in a collar.
Yeah, it's a cat collar.
Oh, man.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
That woman's crazy. But I don't. Does anybody have any interest in watching the new Tiger King? I do not either.
No, because I can't get the time back from the last one.
Yeah, you can never get that back. But the only reason we watched the original was
COVID.
Everything was shut down. What else are you going to do? No sports were going on. There was nothing to watch. So I was like, all right, I'll watch this idiot.
Blame it on COVID.
And you felt bad for watching it. You really did.
I felt really sad that if there was just regular stuff going on, I would have never watched that. No.
Yeah, there's no chance.
No.
No. And I don't think there's any way. Hey, do you ever have a hard time sleeping, or are you an easy sleeper?
I'm pretty easy.
Me too. Zay, do you ever have like insomnia, hard time sleeping?
Yeah, I was up at 1 a.m. last night.
Oh, no.
Rewatching the game.
Which game?
Oh, Texans, Panthers.
Oh.
Phew.
What?
I mean, I had it recorded.
You should have not wasted sleep on that.
That'll put you to sleep watching the Houston Texans play football.
Man.
But it says here that there's a military trick that can help you fall asleep in 2 minutes if you have trouble sleeping. Do you know this? It's meant for like airplanes or long car rides, because, of course, the military takes a lot of long airplane rides and car rides and truck rides. You relax in your seat or in your bed. If you are sitting on both feet, both flat on the feet or flat on the ground, hands in your lap, then take slow, deep breaths and focus on relaxing every muscle in your face. Let your forehead, cheeks, mouth, jaw go limp. You then relax your upper body, your legs, your shoulders, and your neck. And then you just continue to do that all the way down through your lower body to your feet. Clear your mind for 10 seconds, and like meditation, if you focus on breathing, you should be close to asleep within 2 minutes.
I'm trying to do that right now. I'm damn near peeing on myself.
You're
all
listening?
This relaxed. Yeah, I'm relaxed, and I'm about to pee on myself.
And according to this story here, they actually, I'm sure Colonel Craig Flowers would tell us, that they train for this. Like, they train the soldiers to fall asleep fast.
We'll have to try that when we're at Fort Hood.
Train behavior.
We'll do that when we're at Fort Hood. Let's see if we can do it.
We got to do a show.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't sleep.
Yeah, well, that seems to make sense. I'm going to try that one of these times. Can you just fall asleep right in your... You fall asleep in that chair sitting right there sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get up too early. I fall asleep. I sleep anywhere. On a plane.
You don't have a problem sleeping.
No, not at all.
It means you have a clear conscience, my friend.
Not a problem.
It means you have a clear mind. I fall asleep pretty quick, too. All right, let's get to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
All right, here we go. First Blitzer, you're up. And Tavo is up first. Tavo, it's Friday. What's going on, Tavo?
Se Toro y el Blanco, happy Friday. Se Toro, yeah. So check this one out, dude. Back in the day, do you remember that club in East Austin, dude, Midtown?
Yes.
The little Kev gets a bright idea, dude, to go take all your Mark in there. Check this one out. So all you Mark spills a drink on the brother, he gets kicked out, dude. He's trying to get a hold of little Kev. Little Kev's over there in the corner, dude, mugging out with Tasha. Long story short, dude, all you Mark walks home to Round Rock. I wake up the next morning, dude, and the news is reporting that Midtown burns down. Midtown!
Did you say OU Mark walked home?
Of course
Round
he
Rock?
Walks home. Yes.
From Midtown?
Yeah.
To Round Rock?
Yeah. That's not a problem.
That surprised me, I guess.
Yeah. Boy, now he's throwing this girl's name out there. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Wow. Bucky having the big fans to go to the football game. This is Chris Beard.
Got to have it. Got to have that tomorrow. Got to be there at 11. Got to be loud and proud
and
early.
As Chris Beard says, embrace the hate.
Embrace the hate. Why not? No doubt about it.
I like you, so embrace the hate.
Yeah. Next Blitzer, you're up.
What's up, you dumbass Aggie? I'm going to send you a little gift. Bucky's Hall to Sugar. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with a girl putting a dog leash on your neck and tying you to bed. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, some would suggest that
there is. Oh, my goodness.
Next, some might like it.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, man, if we're reminiscing on OU Mark stories, let's talk about the time you...
Oh,
using only the access road.
Yeah,
OU
Mark.
We'll bring that back. We'll bring that one.
Texas OU, he was hammered. I said, Mark, you can't drive. He's like, well, no, I'm just going to use the access road all the way back to Austin.
8 hours later. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, I fall asleep very easily on my wife's double D's.
Oh! They're like pillows.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
This is Pastor Poundtown.
Poundtown.
And yes, there is remedy for sleeping easy.
Yeah, I kind of do know.
Pastor Smasher.
Smasher. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Jameson's going to run a punt down all the way back. So let it be written, so let it be told.
So let it be written.
Thank you, Kevin.
Let it be told.
Shut it down!
Mm-mm-mm.
Let's go!
Hey, here's a text. It says, 25 years in the U.S. Air Force, can confirm sleep training. Absolutely works.
Sleep training. Huh.
I mean, I get it, man. You're putting people on planes to fly all over the world or long hauls. You got to be able to get some rest because when you get there, you need to go to work.
If I get on a commercial flight, I instantly fall asleep the minute I hit the seat.
As soon as it starts to take off, I do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
That motion and that sound...
I'm gone.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Typically, yes. I can sleep pretty well. But I need to be on the corner seat. I can't be on the aisle. That always drives me crazy.
Oh, you're afraid to get hit by the cart, like it take your leg out?
Yes, I feel like somebody's going to hit me, or I don't know, I got to be on the inside.
So all the fights happen on the inside.
I just sleep. I ain't fighting. All right, we'll be back. We roll on a Friday. We'll make our picks of the week on the heels of Lee Sterling. Bucky will give you his three gold star picks of the weekend for your pleasure. Also, more on the Ryder Cup. We'll keep you posted. USA, USA. And the weekend to come, it's B&E on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.